29th of October, Gangtok, Sikkim. Discussion with Ajahn Suchin in the garden of the North Hill Hotel. Participants include Sarah, Nina, John, Jill, Azita, Shakti, and Christine. Discussion in the garden of the North Hill Hotel, Gangtok, Sikkim. Friday, the 29th of October. Right, we are away.
Ready to go?
Okay. Here we are in Sikkim, sitting in a lovely garden, and it's Nina's last day with us. And I know that what she would really like to hear about most is more about the...
Seeing
invisible object, and also about the three rounds, maybe even more, about Satchanyana, Kichanyana, Katanyana. So perhaps... I don't know if there's any aspect in particular you'd like to hear about, Nina.
Anything in particular? I feel that the reminders that you gave to us in the situation help most to understand the three rounds, mm-hmm. so that we see more that's not theory. And first we heard it again and again, and it's, we could repeat it, what you said, but now slowly it becomes more meaningful anyway. But we like to keep on listening and having reminders in the situation of daily life, in the situation of this trip. It's very, very helpful, because in 2 weeks I can learn more than in a whole year or so at home.
If we don't forget that the teachings of Buddha is according to his understanding and enlightenment, we'll not be careless and think that it's very easy. Because even one word from the book were brought down by those arahatas who knew so well the meaning of the words, and they had enlightened all those realities too. So for us, I think that as one read the Tipitaka, one should know whether it is one's own understanding or not yet. This is the most important thing, because the panya cannot be the same like those. So whenever one reads, one shouldn't be heedless about this or that word, but one should consider more and more. As we said yesterday about visible object, seeing an visible object, it is now. And it's so common for those who do not study, just that, or those who just learn to think about the name, like seeing, nama, and visible object, rupa. That is not enough, because Buddha didn't just develop his understanding just to tell us about the name of all these realities, but he had to use the term to define and to point out the characteristic of reality for those who is not careless, will develop gradually until it's one's own understanding. For example, visible object is now is one's own understanding, that is just that which can be seen.
I want to hone in on a word that you said there, because some people have talked about, you know, feeling lazy if you don't do something, but you're saying if you're not careless, and that again it's talking about mindfulness. But can you say a bit more about the care?
Mm-hmm. For the word careless, one shouldn't be careless. It means that there is viriya, so one is not careless. It doesn't mean that we have to talk about viriya some other time, but at the moment of talking about visible object, and there can be the wise attention very carefully that what is appearing now cannot be anything at all, but that which can be seen just very fast from moment to moment, and viriya is there. It doesn't mean that one is lazy at all when one study the teaching.
That's very helpful. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
This is the careful of studying, to know when there is viriya, that people might think that they have to do other extra thing, not like this moment. But now there is Virya. Who knows? Those who had enlightened knew about this. But for the person who just begin to read, one has to consider that no one can do any Virya or no one can create any Virya because Virya is there already. So who can do anything? It's there, it arises and it falls away. Who can do anything? Realities are conditioned. Develop right understanding more and more until it becomes one's own penetration of the true nature of realities.
So it's really, it's like anything else constituted by the seam of it, that it is actually building habits.
Right.
But this is Gusala habit, this is habit of the highest degree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes, yeah. Yeah.
If one knows that understanding has to develop until it can penetrate reality at this moment, one knows that one is in the wrong, in the right path. Not wrong, because now there is reality, but Panya cannot approach the characteristic of reality without more and more Satyayana. See? So there must be Satyayana first, before there can be the Kittayana, which means the realities which are the path are performing or working their way on to understand better and better of the reality which is now appearing. Never enough. Panya is never enough. But, what one hear is from just taken from the book or just by developing more understanding until it's one's own words, one's own understanding, so one can help the other to understand by different accumulations. For example, Kun Nina's accumulation, Kun Sarah's accumulation, and Kun Jonathan's accumulation, and the others' accumulation, they can present what they know by their own word, their own understanding, like those in the Buddha's time. Yeah.
If we ask ourselves that question, and the conclusion is that it's all still in the book, what can we do?
by knowing that it's just from the book, then one knows that there is also the path leading to experience reality as it is, but not in one's life as one expects. But one knows by oneself how much one begin to understand the moments with awareness and without awareness. That's why before his death, by the time he was at Vesali, Buddha went along to Kuschinara. What he taught all those four, 3 months was about Satipatthana.
In the Mahapainivara
Sutta. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Otherwise, how could he develop such things for being the Sammasambuddho if he couldn't help anyone to become enlightened?
I'm sitting in the bus and it is very, very hard.
What about now?
It's easier! Not so much accumulation of hardness.
Because you remind us.
We have your reminder. But when we are sitting in the bus, without you, it's harder.
You see that when we talk about this world object and we don't forget that it arises and falls away so fast, then we know that as fast as that. So whenever there is a little understanding of it, it's gone. Mm-hmm. See, so we do not cling anymore to anything because at the moment of a glimpse of understanding that it's just a reality. And then there can be more and more moment. And then there will be less and less attachment to nimitta and anupayanchana. So one can understand what is in the teachings about having less attachment to nimitta and anupayanchana. Not just by thinking that now I don't have clinging, but it must be the moment of awareness. Because at that very moment, there must be a characteristic of a reality appearing to sati. So how can there be nimitta and anupayanchana. See, so when we're getting used to the characteristic of reality more and more, which are not the same as before at all, because each one is conditioned and goes away so fast all the time.
So in the initial stages, Kunsuchin, I mean at the stage of Vipassana Jnana that knows the difference between Nama and Rupa, in the initial stages, it seems as though it's, you know, the characteristic is not clear. Is not clear, yeah?
It has to be like that.
Yeah.
When the children go to kindergarten school, they don't know any A, B, C, D. They learn little by little. And after that, when time passes, they can read fluently. See? So I think that if one keeps on thinking about Vipassana Jnana, it's quite a hindrance. Because one just speculate. How is that moment? How can it become as clear as realities? See? So I think that as one knows the difference between moments with awareness and moments without awareness, without thinking, without speculating, it helps. Because at that moment there is no room for lopa to come in. But lopa, no one can stop it because there are stores for its arising more very often. But panya can know and panya can see that it's a reality, so that there will be less agitation when there is akusala. It takes time to really understand reality at this moment. We keep on talking about cetasikas. See, at this very moment, pasa vetana sanya cetana ekakata chivitindriya manasikara. No one appears to sati because it just arises and arises and goes away instantly. But whenever there is sati, it begins to see the characteristic which is not that which is rupa, but it is nama, or the nama which is not the rupa, see. This must be very clear comprehended. Otherwise, it's not clear. So one cannot make it clear when it's not clear. But that can develop to very gradual, clearer and clearer. In one's life, one cannot know whether it will become as clear as one think about it.
When we were in, Nalanda, we were talking about sapaya, or what is suitable, like sapaya sampajanya, and you were saying about, you know, what is suitable if there is right understanding. So, for example, Nina, yes, was just talking about, oh, in the bus, not so good, or here, more suitable. And, of course, any time is okay. But we read, for example, in the Satipatthana Sutta about the right place and the right climate for the people with understanding to develop Satipatthana. So now the climate at this moment seems very suitable. Does it refer to experiences through the body sense, like if one's healthy, for example, if there is understanding, being support conditions at that moment? Is this meaning?
There is not only one suitable thing for right understanding. And Buddha knew the whole suitable things for the whole world,
or conditions.
Yeah. So what he talked suits someone for that suitable thing, and for the other. But if we don't mind at all, because Satipatthana does not mind. Mm. Yeah. But as with the beginner, one might think that, I cannot do this because I'm so tired and things like that.
Sick,
yeah, it's true.
Hard.
See, for that moment. Mm.
But it's, I mean, when one talks about these things like, oh, I'm too tired, or I'm sick, or the climate isn't right, and then it refers to, oh, the climate or whatever, it has to be realities, because these are just different stories or concepts. So when it talks about what the Buddha knew as being suitable at that moment, and it just mentions, oh, place and climate, it's actually referring to what is heard and experiences through body sense to the realities at that moment as support conditions. Is that correct?
Much more than just what
one.
He said.
Yeah. Okay, much deeper. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So one reads with deeper understanding.
Like going to the holy places or paying respect to the relics. Of course, it depends on the understanding at that moment. Yeah. I think that, you know, understanding sapaya or what is suitable, it's it has to go deeper and deeper, because in the beginning one reads, oh, what is suitable is the right place or the right person, or even when you were mentioning in Nalanda about listening, I mean, listening doesn't just mean how many hours you hear Dhamma or something like that. It can, you know, when one's reading just a line of a sutta, there may be more wise reflection, and when one listens for 2 hours, it just depends.
But I think this sabaya must be just a momentary thing, and as I understand it would apply to, I mean, whether I decide to stay here or go for the on the outing, rather than, I mean, I think we tend to think of a bit of a macro picture, like which country should I live in, or would it be better if I change my job or something like that. But I think that kind of thinking of conditions is slightly artificial, and it's not what it's referring to, but it's referring to more, you know, on a moment-to-moment basis, so deciding to do A instead of B just at that instant of making the decision, rather than planning to have things a certain way, because we can't control the outcome.
And we may go on the bus and it may be suitable at that moment. Because there may be some
other people on the bus,
or just one's own wise reflection on the bus. I mean, one may sit here and just be lost in one's loba, and who knows?
See that we are talking about this in order to have less attachment, because the teachings concern about detachment from the very beginning, with understanding. Without understanding, there cannot be detachment at all. When Jonathan said like this, one is detached from places, which is one thing suitable.
Better or more useful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or people,
see?
Even.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Very fine line between attachment towards, I can imagine in the Buddha's time, but you know, more particularly now, you know, that we seem, I speak for myself, you know, whenever Dharma discussion, you know, forget the bus, who cares about lakes or Tibetan monasteries, and you know, many different moments. But even back in the Buddha's time, there would have been a lot of attachment, I can imagine, to the Buddha and to, well, attachment to the teachings rather than just understanding of the value of the teachings.
Different moments.
As well as it's not completely eradicated.
And then there's the sutta of the monk who went to the Buddha and said, give me a teaching in brief so that I can go off and live apart and contemplate. And the Buddha gave him a teaching in brief, which he, I mean, the Buddha didn't say, well, you know, hang around here and you hear more here, because
he knew
conditions,
was ready.
He knew his accumulation.
I appreciated the other day when you gave the one simplistic teaching of distilling everything down to the one word, anatta. And it was like, okay, it feels so, okay, I can think my whole, or contemplate the whole life on just this.
By contemplate, what do you mean?
Just to reflect that all the everything that I perceive to be I, me, or mine really is anatta.
Not about one particular reality, like seeing.
Yes, also there.
Yeah, now, touching, now, yes, yeah, seeing now, touching now, yeah. Very particular reality.
I like this wrestle, this moment, and I also liked very much yesterday that you said, when there is pain and no panya, it's my pain, and when there is panya, it's just a reality, just a dhamma. I found that